Do you ever get the feeling that sometimes people are talking about your future so much that they neglect who you are right here and now? This cool book in 1 Timothy is an encouragement from an older preacher and a mentor to a young preacher who valued him where he was at his age at that very moment in time. He could have said, oh, Timothy, you're young. Wait till you get older, and then you'll really understand what life is all about. But no, we value each person today. And not just what your future can look like, but you today. And this is true for all of us, because maybe sometimes you've heard people say, well, just wait. I mean, you're in high school. So, you know, you got a long life ahead of you, which is true. You got a long life ahead of you. Wait till you get to university or college or tech school or wherever you're going to go. Just wait. And then you're going to start to kind of get a handle on what life is all about. But talk to people who are in university and college and or tech school or whatever, and they're going to say, I know exactly how you feel, because that's what we hear. We hear, oh yeah, well, you're just in university, that's good, wait till you go to grad school, and then you'll begin to understand what academics is really all about, and then you'll really get a handle on life, and then you'll be able to function well, and everything will be pretty cool, until you are in grad school, and some of your teachers and professors might say, well, you know, wait till you get married, because when you get married, then life really starts, and then you really understand what life is all about. And so then you go ahead and you get married and things go along pretty well, and some lovely person will come along and say, oh, I'm glad, it's good that you're married. Wait till you have kids. Oh man, it's when you have kids, then life is gonna kind of come into perspective, and then you'll kind of get what life is all about, and then you'll really get it. And then you have the kids come along, and then someone will say, yeah, well, wait till they're teens, because then when they're teens, then you're going to understand what life is really all about. And then that happens, and you go through it, and then some good person comes along and says, yeah, but wait till your kids get married, because then when your kids get married, then all of a sudden, then you're going to really understand how to parent and grandparent and all that kind of stuff down the road, and then you'll really get it, and then you really understand what life is all about. And then someone comes along and says, yeah, but wait until your kids start university and the bills are going to start coming in, then you're going to really understand what life is all about. And then wait till your kids, and the whole process begins again. Wait till your kids get married. Wait till they have kids. When you become a grandparent, then you're really going to get what life is all about. And then you become a grandparent, and those babies come along, and it's a joyful thing. And then those babies become adolescents, and they become teens. And sometimes we smile at our children when that happens, because we've been there, we know what that's all about. But then we'll really understand what life is all about. And then your family grows, and then you get a bit older. Oh, and then wait till you retire. Because when you retire, life becomes reflective, and then you really understand what life is all about. And then when we get maybe quite aged, someone comes along and says, what's life all about anyway? It's possible to go through our whole life and miss it, because we're always talking about what's next. And the reality is, God is standing here among us at this moment. Amen. And sometimes we can worship and praise the Lord, but think about what's next, and what's next, and what's next. And we can come together in a very busy week that most of you are going to have. And it's what's next, what's next, what's next, what's next, what's next. And miss the fact that you are loved beyond understanding. And maybe if there is a meaning to life, it's coming to terms with how loved we are by God and what we do with that love and how we give it away and how we freely extend it because of the grace that God continually gives to us. Paul was a wise man, and he said to this young evangelist, don't let anyone look down on you because you're young. He doesn't say to him, be cocky about it, be arrogant about that. He's saying, here you are, Timothy. Here's what you're to do. Now go ahead and live your life. And use the gift that God has given you. And watch your life. And watch your doctrine closely. But you're going to do that whether you're young or middle-aged or aged. It doesn't matter your age, but God is with you every step of the way. The Shorter Catechism is right. The sole purpose of human beings is to know God, love God, and enjoy Him forever. And the way that we do that is extend our love to one another and into the world through Jesus Christ. Just conclude my thoughts this morning that I was reading back in the Old Testament about this cool prophet whose name was Isaiah. And he too, like the nation of Israel, were devastated when their wonderful king Uzziah died. And even though Isaiah was a prophet of God, he was decimated when his good friend died. And that night, Isaiah had a vision from God. And he saw God with all the majesty in heaven. And God came out and asked a question to all of the great angels in heaven and all the people on the earth. He asked a question. Whom shall I send? And who will go and speak for us? And Isaiah said, here am I. Send me. Now, he was a prophet of God who was always speaking about God. But it seemed like in Isaiah 6, Isaiah remembered. God didn't ask me to speak for him. He asked me to know him. And once I know him, the words will come. It's a reminder for all of us that life is beautiful, it's fast, it goes amazingly quick, but he's asked us to live in the moment, knowing that God is standing beside us, even holding our hand. I know you got a busy week ahead of you, but if somehow, if you can just remember, you're loved, you're valued, and you never, ever walk alone. Amen.